Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 8, Christ, the One Cursed and Hanged on a Tree. Day 2. Related Verses. Romans 5:17. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 5:18-21. So then as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man the many were constituted sinners, so also through the obedience of the one the many will be constituted righteous. And the law entered in alongside that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace has superabounded. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Galatians 3:10. For as many as are of the works of law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things written in the book of the law to do them. Suggested reading. Whereas the law condemns us and makes the curse official, Christ, through his crucifixion, has redeemed us out of the curse of the law. On the cross, he was even made a curse for us. Therefore, the curse that came in through Adam's fall has been dealt with by Christ's redemption. When Christ bore our sins, he also took our curse. The crown of thorns indicates this. John 19:2-5. Since thorns are a sign of the curse, Christ's wearing a crown of thorns indicates that he took our curse on the cross. Because Christ was cursed in our place, the demand of the law was fulfilled, and he could redeem us from the curse of the law. Not only did Christ redeem us out from the curse, he even became a curse on our behalf. This indicates that he was absolutely abandoned by God. God forsook Christ economically and also considered him a curse. On the cross, Christ accomplished the great work of bringing us out from the curse of the law, working to bear our sins and to remove the curse. In his creation of man, God intended that man might enjoy God as his blessing. But through the fall of Adam, man lost God as his blessing and enjoyment. Not only so, since man did not know that he was totally fallen, incurable, and hopeless, he tried to please God by his own effort. This forced God to decree the law in order to expose man's fallen condition. Knowing that man could not keep the law, God gave man the law, not for him to keep it, but for man to realize that he is utterly fallen and hopeless. Here we need to see that before decreeing the law, God promised Abraham a blessing. Out of him would come a seed who would be a blessing not only to his own house, his race, but also to all the nations, all the Gentiles. With Adam we have sin and the curse, but with Abraham we have God's promise. The background of this promise was the curse upon mankind. Because mankind was under a curse, man's direction was downward. But God came in, called Abraham, and promised that in his seed, all the nations, mankind under a curse, would be blessed. Yet the children of Israel did not realize that God's intention was not for them to try to keep the law, but to bring them back to the promise given to their forefather Abraham through the law. Because the children of Israel did not see that the function of the law was to expose their fallen condition and to restore them to the promised blessing, They tried to keep the law, thereby coming under the curse of the law. Through his incarnation, Christ came as the seed of Abraham, and through his crucifixion, Christ died on the cross to be a curse on our behalf. In doing so, Christ removed the curse from all those who believe in him. Through his work on the cross, Christ became a curse on our behalf and redeemed us out of the curse of the law, so that the blessing God promised to Abraham would be bestowed on all those who believe in Christ. If we try to keep the law, we will be in the flesh and automatically come under the curse. For those who are of the works of the law are under the curse. Instead of trying to keep the law, we should thank the law for exposing us and then bid it farewell. We should leave the law and go to Christ and to the cross.